Aleishur Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Ein Aleph. This is the third chapter. Beginning with the first Yesod. Seid ha'afar hu ha'kveidus. The concept of afar, when you speak about it in this context of Midos, is kveidus, literally heaviness. I would call it inertia. Ha'mafri'a la'adam lizgabe al gufani yesod. It tries to prevent a person from overcoming coarse physical tendencies, be considered chanius, upon entering a more spiritual realm. Matzinu hagdara mufla'a le'atzlus bindarim la'medvav. So here we are identifying afar with atzlus, which typically is translated as laziness. The author says we find a wonderful definition for it in a braisa, in a darim daf la'medvav, also in psachim. This is the father who says that he will slaughter the Korban Pesach and will include in it whoever among his children gets first Yerushalayim, because a person, as we know, has to be nimne, he has to be part of a chavura that will eat the Korban Pesach. So the father will include whoever gets to Yerushalayim first. Once the first child is inside Yerushalayim, zacha bechelkoi, v'chul. Tanyana mihachi, the Brasa says, ma'aseya, exactly that happened. The father did such a thing. V'kademu banois labanim, the daughters got the first before the sons. V'nimtzu banois zerizois uvanim shefelim. So the Brasa juxtaposes two terms here. We characterize the daughters here as zerizois, that were quick, enthusiastic, passionate. And the bonim were found to be shfeilim, lowly. Nireem is that what appears here is ki hefech shel zrizus ishiflus, the opposite of zrizus, which again, enthusiasm, quickness, energy, the opposite is to be lowly, which is why the author says it's a wonderful definition of laziness. Adam asher kichoyes gufoy shelitim alav, a person who is controlled by physical forces. It just cannot cast them off. Nimtza b'matzav shel shiflus. Chazal define it as lowliness. Says the Mesilat Yesharim, afriyus achomoyus gasa. We are physical beings, and there's a certain heaviness to that. Al ken lo yechpotz adam b'torach umlacha. Therefore, people don't want work. It's something that doesn't appeal. Effort, work in the sense of effort, is not something that appeals to us. People try to find the easy way out. Umi sherotze lizkois, says Ramchal, person does want to earn, to achieve. Tzarech shizgaber atzmoi neged tivoi. He has to overcome his own nature. Vizgaber atzmo veyizdareiz. You see the Mesilas Yesharim using the same terminology as at Brass above. He has to go against his nature, overcome this difficulty, and be a zariz. Sheimu maniach atzmo biyad kveidusef. A person leaves himself, neglects himself, in the hand of inertia, v'dayu shelo yitzliach. They certainly will not succeed in the great project of life. Bir'oiseinu adam hamatzui b'chevas ketanim imenu misneg b'fashtus. When you see a person in the company of those who are less able, and his demeanor implies and demonstrates simplicity, lo inuchal liyos betuchim ki anav lefaninu. We cannot yet be certain that he is just displaying anava, that really this is an expression of his humility. Yoiser mistabe, what's more likely is ki usevel mishiflus, that there's a certain shiflus of it. Again, one perhaps a little inaccurately can define it as just laziness, but it's shiflus, is a certain lowliness. V'terem itzlech izgaber al afriyus chomuyusoy. He hasn't yet overcome this inertia. Ulai bal kisharon gadol hu, he may be very talented. Aval ha'ani shelo, his eye, his core, adayin shavui b'dekochos gufo, is still captive by his body. Nekudas b'chirasoi yechefzei aguf. The point where he makes his choices is things to do with the body still. Zeu soid he'afar. This is what we mean when we speak about afar, that yesod of sand, of earth. Says the Midrash, Rabbanon Amri, Shiva devarim amar Shlomo al he'atzil. Shlomo Melech in Mishlei said seven things about the lazy person. Uma shama Moshe haya gadol mikulam. But what Moshe Rabbeinu says is even more powerful. Keitzad, the Midrash uses here very colorful illustrations. Amru le'atzil Rabecha Ba'ir, Leich Ulmot Torah. The teachers here in the city go and learn. Bumashivosan Vomerlehem. He replies, no, no, no. Misyareani min he'ari shebaderech. I'm afraid there might be a wild animal on the path, a lion, whatever. And the Midrash continues. They keep on telling him that the Rebbe is closer and closer. He's in the street, he's in the house, etc. Levasoif shelo haya yadua ma le'ashiv. He didn't know what to respond. He had no more excuses. He had run out. Omerlehem, im haderech pasuach ono, whether the door is open or locked, mevakeshani lishon od me'at. Now, I still need to sleep a little bit more. Minayin, and again, it quotes here, pasuk in Mishlei, shenema, ad mosai atzel tishkav vegomer. Omad mishenaseh baboiker, he woke up in the morning, nasadu lefanav le'echoil, it was given to him, mamash given, breakfast was served. Humis atzel loses mesech, that should be piv. Just lazy to put it into his mouth. Minayin, shenema, again, a pasuk in Mishlei, shenema, Toman otzel yadoi batzalachas. He leaves his hand in the bowl. Nil'eh le'ashiva el piv. He's just too weary to put it into his mouth. Those are six things that Shlomo Melech said. Ve'ezehu ha-shevi'i. What is the seventh description of the atzel? There's a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chaf. Mechoref atzel yacharosh v'shal bakatzir ve'ayin. It describes a person who put no effort in the winter and has nothing in the summer. What is the deeper meaning of this? Omar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ze she'en lo lamed Torah ben arusoi. He did not extend himself in his youth. Umvakesh lemod beziknusoi. Now he wants to start when he's older. Ve'enu yachoil v'chulei. So those are the seven descriptions and comments and insights of Shlomo Melech about the lazy person. Umashama Moshe yagadol mikulam. Moshe made a comment that was even more potent than those. Minayin. A pasuk that we had in Parashas Nitzavim, ki kariv elecha hadavar me'oid beficha uvilvavcha la'asei soy. It is very close to you. Yitzeh davar mitoich picha. All you have to do is express it. The author will now describe and elaborate on this midrash. Shiv'as atziurim be'atzlus shamaran Shlomo Melech alav ha'shalom. These seven images of the lazy person, nir'im kidvarim pshutim. On the surface, it seems so simplistic and really quite absurd. One who delves into it will find a remarkable description. How it is that the process of laziness drives away spiritual growth. In these psukim in Mishlei, the descriptions of this Talmid who's being told, your Rebbe is in the city, go and learn, and he's in the neighborhood, he's in the street, he's in the house. That's a mashal for guf hazakuk liskavus lehoma. That's the body that needs to be drawn towards chokhmah. V'chokhmah mechutzalo, it's outside, the Rebbe is outside. Ha-Talmid merachekes alimud b'chol minei tatzdeke. And the Talmid has all sorts of excuses. The body has all sorts of excuses as to why it doesn't want to extend itself. As Ramchal said above, people are physical and there's a natural resistance to effort. It's worthwhile here, reading the footnote, it's fascinating. It seems that the main excuse over here is the fear of the lion. Remuz baze davar amoik betalichi hanefesh amukim. There's something deep here regarding one's psychology. Shutaf ha-shiflus hu ha-pachad. The partner of shiflus, of lowliness, is fear. Roiv ha-pechadim she'anu sovlim mehem. The majority of fears that we have, ne'utzim b'shlita saguf aleinu. They're rooted in the body's dominion over us, and the inability to free oneself from this control. So they go together often, fears and laziness. We've had this Gemara before. So the Tana Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosei was accompanied by his Talmid that were walking in the market. The Tana saw his Talmid being, he was afraid. You are echoite. Dichsiv, he quoted a pasuk, pachadu b'tzion, chataim. Omale, the Talmid says, v'hakesiv ashi adam mefachet tamid, but there's a pasuk that praises a person who's afraid. Omale, hahu b'divrei tirakesiv, that refers to a person who's afraid of losing his Torah. Ayin sham. Says the author, ha-talmid ahu hevin ki pachadu anaf shiliyah. The Talmid misunderstood. He thought that fear is a branch of yir'ah. Gilaloi, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosei, ki choyte mefachet. what the Tanna revealed to him is that only a choite can really fear. Ve'en lavin shechet miyuchad gorim. It's not a particular sin that he did, or ribui choteim ameni, el atzmusei choite. Yet the aspect of a choite, b'yosu nasun tachas shlitas kufo, he was still under the control of his body. Adam asher kochoz gufo yishlichu b'ruchani yosoy, a person whose physical tendencies are reconciled to his spiritual growth, ein od pachdan. And then the Tana added him, Rak al divrei Torah yesh lefached, and that's appropriate to have a fear regarding divrei Torah, pen nishkachim, lest we forget, ufe nit'e bevirom lachom, lest we make mistakes in interpreting them correctly. Aber zeu pachad misochei legami, that's a completely different type of pachad. Ve'ein pachad kefachad miruchanius, there's no greater fear for the body and as fear of ruchanius. Adam pashut mizda'azeh mipnei Adam gadoil. A simple person really feels in awe, in dread, in front of a great personality. Gam tefillah meluva pachad. Tefillah should be accompanied by fear. Gam pachad hamaves beikaroi. Even fear of death, essentially, pachad me'amavar le'mevad ruchani is fear of a transition to a spiritual dimension. Semel hapachad b'fnei ruchanius. The idea of fear of spirituality, hu ha'ari b'chutz. The Chazal conveyed by this lion lurking outside. Back to the text, on the last line of Kuf Ayin Beis. So we said that in the Psukim of Shlomo HaMelech, this Talmid, who's being urged to learn from his teacher, is a mashal for the body that needs to draw closer to Chochmah. Kol ha'efsharuyos shiriskavus ruchanius machi ha'ratzon lishon. Ultimately, when all his excuses up, he wants to sleep more. So all the opportunities, what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us is that all the opportunities that he's given to draw near to ruchanius, he ultimately shakes off and avoids by expressing his desire to sleep. What is sleep? Semel ha'adam ha'shakur legamri behavai gufani. Sleep represents a person who's totally immersed in a physical experience, toch kibui oiru asechli, while his mental lights are switched off. Even more so than eating, sleeping is the ultimate physical activity. It's a person is totally immersed in a physical experience. The light of his intellect doesn't burn. So that's what the body here is saying ultimately. Uvtziure haatzlein, these images of Shlomo HaMelech, miskarev harav, again, similar rochanius, the wisdom, the rochanius that needs to come to the body, is coming nearer and nearer. El adam yosev yosev. Add to the point where they say to him, Rabecha besocha bayis v'lez besocha. He's in the next room, the door is open, the opportunity is there. Ela she'atzel merachik rochanius, but atzel drives away rochanius, v'dochasa b'shti adam, just rejects it. In Levasov, the ultimate level, Taman Atzil Yadu Batzilachas, he can't even lift his hand up from the bowl. Nil Ale Hashivah El Piv, he's too weary to bring it to his mouth. Shafilu Peulois Aguf Olchozim Ishtetko. Ultimately, in an extreme case, even his physical activities become more and more numb. Ki Be'efes Yizma Ruchanis, when a person has zero spiritual initiative, Mistaras Kavdus Afar Gamal Chayaguf. This heaviness of Afar even affects the body. And here we have a wonderful expression in modern English, the idea of a couch potato. And never mind that there's no physical, no spiritual, intellectual stimulation over here, but even the body, the person is just lying on the couch and he's surfing with his remote control. That idea of the heaviness exerting itself even over the physical aspects of the life. Then, say Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu said something even greater than that. Why? The images of Shlomo HaMelech describe the body, which rejects any drawing near to spiritual endeavors. The body prefers to remain within its coarse existence. Moshe went a step further. Ki karei velecha adavar mo'ed b'ficha uvilvavcha la'asisei. That pasuk in Nitzavim, that it's so close to you, it's in your heart, in your mouth to do. Klomar, ata atzmecha uchani. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, you yourself are spiritual. Ein kol merchad mecha uvin harav. There is no distance between you and the Rav. Ki Torah v'chumain b'kirbecha. They are within you, the wisdom, the Torah, it's within you. V'chol esek ha'chuchma u'leitzi davar mitoch picha. All you have to do is to express it. Klomar, הכל נמצא בך בכוח. It's in you, potentially. ואינך צריך אלא להוציא חוכמתך לפועל. You have to just develop and actualize that wisdom. התורה והחוכמה, the wisdom, the Torah, לשיח ליבך ניתנו, they were placed into your heart. והרב והלימוד, that the Rav represents the learning, the spiritual growth, רק מוציאים אל הפועל מה שישנו בך. All they need to do is to actualize and discover and reveal within you what is already in you. I have a note here just to look at חלק בייס on דף קוף חף היי. זהו גדול מכל מה שמה שלום המלך עליו השלום בעצלוס. So this comment of Moshe is even greater than what שלום המלך said. Because כיצד יצליח העצל להכניס טריז בינו לבין עצמוי? How can the Atzel now push a wedge between him and himself? As long as the Rav is outside, as long as the wisdom and spiritual is outside, there can always be a wedge, there can always be a separation. But when Moshe tells him, it's within you, there's no possibility anymore of sticking a wedge between him and himself. How can he possibly separate himself from that which is within himself? What the Atzel does is to deny this. All he sees in himself is coarse physicality. He refuses to acknowledge that there is within him this spiritual component. At that point, laziness becomes the fault of tumah. Finally, let's scrutinize ourselves and our own avodah. לאי פעם אנו מסאמצים מאוד בתפילה. It's an example. Sometimes we make a great effort in תפילה. לחשוב מחשבויס רבויס וגבויהויס. Perhaps to think very exalted thoughts. כדי להגיע לידי הרגשה עצמה וכוונה סלב. To reach some sort of emotion. וללא הצלחה, and it doesn't always work. נגיע נא בעצמנו. At those times, let's just think to yourself. And again, this is an example. Just to think to oneself. אם לא היסה יד העצלוס באמצע, wasn't the hand of laziness here involved? המסכוונס להרחיקס הבורא עד לשמי השמיים. Again, that tries to distance the creator like in the midrash. All the way to the heavens. ולגנזי מרובים, to drive השם away במחשבות גדולות וגבוהות, through very exalted thoughts, ובלבד להרחיקו מתוך הלב, as long as I manage to distance him from the heart. כי כוונה אמיתית, true כוונה עם תפילה, אינה צריכה מאמץ גדול במחשבה מופשטת. It doesn't require great effort in abstract thought. אלי ידיעה זייס, כי הכל בלב. What it needs is this knowledge that it's all within the heart, it's all within oneself. וכל עבודה של לב אינה, אלא היציא דברים מתוך פיך. And עבודה is to actualize that which is really within oneself already and to develop that. עד כאן.